Here today with Pleasantville Volleyball Junior Emily Rowe for a Let's Get to Know You segment. So the people of Pleasantville and people in the surrounding communities can get to know her a little bit better. Thanks for being here today, Emily. I guess my first question for you is, before a volleyball game, do you have a pregame ritual at all? Something that you like to do before the game to get you ready?
We like to listen to music in the locker room and just kind of have fun, but nothing too serious, just getting ready.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite post-game meal that you like to have after a volleyball game?
Not really. It always ends up just being something simple. Sometimes we run to Casey's or something like that, or eat out if there's a bus ride, that sort of thing.
In your time at Pleasantville, what's been your favorite opposing place to play? Like, where do you like to go? Best environment, I guess.
I don't know. I like playing at home the most. We play at a lot of different places, and it's not the same every year, so I don't exactly have a favorite place, maybe. But
is there a tough place to play?
ACGC had an ozone that was heckling us a lot and stuff, so that was kind of tough to get through.
Yeah. Do you have a specific hobby you like the best?
I really like to play volleyball. I play a lot of sports too, so that's what I do a lot in my free time is sports.
Yeah, that takes up most of your time.
Yeah.
You have a favorite movie?
I really like, I think it's called Snatched, and that's funny. Or The Hangover, that's a funny movie too.
Besides volleyball, what other high school sports do you play?
I play golf, track, basketball, and softball. So,
are you involved in any other activities at Pleasantville, non-athletic stuff?
I do band.
Okay. What's your favorite sports memory from your time at Pleasantville so far?
My freshman year, well, and sophomore year too, but we ride the bus home together, and we often go to Chick-fil-A and crank the tunes and sing along, so that's pretty fun for us.
Do you have any superstitions on the volleyball court? Something you have to do? Something you feel, you know, that you get kind of weird about that you have to do?
I don't know if it's a superstition, but I kind of like to, right before serve receive, just to kind of get ready because you're anticipating and it's kind of stressful, I like to just put my hand on the ground and that way I'm down and ready and then kind of just ready for the ball to come to me, I guess.
Do you have a role model in your life?
My parents, probably.
In terms of who you cheer for, are you a Hawkeye Cyclones fan? Don't care. A different team?
Iowa State, for
Iowa
sure.
State what's your favorite? Do you have a pro sports team that you cheer for? Your family cheers for?
Not too much. I don't know that I follow pro as much.
Yeah.
Anything,
what's the best vacation you've been on in your life?
We go to Florida some and go to Disney World and Universal Studios, so that's pretty fun.
What's one place you want to travel to see, like some place you want to go to the most?
I'd really like to go to Hawaii. That would be pretty cool.
What's the last TV show that you binge watched?
Binge watched The Office, probably.
You have any pets at home at all?
A dog and a cat.
Okay, what are their names?
Peaches is the dog and Missy is the cat.
Okay. If you could go on a shopping spree at any store, what would that store be?
I feel like a lot of people would say it, but Lululemon, maybe.
Yeah. What are you doing, like to do in your alone time, like if you're just by yourself, like to spend time by yourself?
I don't know, I probably, like short term, you mean? Like,
yeah, like just if you're spending time alone at home or something like that, what do you like to do?
TV, sleep, read, those easy things, probably.
Do you have a favorite family tradition, something your family might like to do on the holidays or just in the summertime?
We used to go to Wyoming every year with my grandparents, and that was pretty cool. We'd ride four-wheelers and do that in the mountains, so that was pretty fun always.
What's the scariest thing you've ever done in your life?
I'm not sure, but sometimes roller coasters are pretty scary, so.
I agree. Are you active on social media at all, or do you stay private?
I'm active, Snapchat, Instagram.
Yeah. What would you say is the top thing on your bucket list?
Probably travel, go to the places I'd like to see, other countries even, or Hawaii, like I said.
All over the world?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Is there a famous person in history you'd want to spend a day with?
Not specifically, I don't know.
But is there a specific era in history you'd want to go back to?
Not really far back, I don't know, like not maybe the 90s or something, but not like super far.
When you were a little kid, did you have anything specific you wanted to be when you grew up?
I think I used to want to be a singer, but that was like really little, so.
Not chasing that dream anymore?
No, I don't think so.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have two. I have a brother and a sister.
Okay. And do you work a job at all besides here?
I don't.
No, not yet. What would you say is, you talked about kind of your go-to meal after the game, but what's your like go-to midnight snack? All right, it's any snack.
Yeah, I really like ice cream. If it's major snack, that's dessert, but yeah.
My last question for you before we close is, what's something you're looking forward to most about this upcoming volleyball season?
I'm looking forward to play. I know that sounds, that's so easy, but we have a lot of talent, and I think if we work hard and stay determined, we could do great things, so pretty excited.
Well, thanks for being here. That's a Let's Get to Know You segment with Pleasantville Volleyball, Emily Rowe.